Chapter 2. In the dark, Victor Emerson's furry cape made the fallen man look like an animal, but once lit by several flashlights, Alejandro's victim was clearly human. Victor lay on his stomach with his arms outstretched. From the bit of clothing I could see, he was wearing pajamas. When the security guards rolled him over, the llama vented a guttural sound that could have been a sob. As for me, I was relieved that one of the guards had positioned himself between me and Victor. I had never liked the man, but had no desire to see his dead face. The guard closest to me made a gagging noise. Another swore.
Teddy?
Walt's usually confident voice wavered even more.
Why don't you, tie that animal up someplace and keep it out of the way? Seems it didn't have anything to do with this situation. And as soon as you've got it secured, get the hell out of that pen. Duck under the fence so you don't track all over this area.
Him, I snapped. Alejandra's a him, not an it. Nomenclature was a silly thing to be worried about at a time like this, but I'm a zookeeper, and to me, no animal is an it. I started to lead the llama over to the hitching post at the back of the enclosure, then stopped. Wait a minute, Walt. Are you saying Alejandro didn't stomp the poor guy to death? Now the security guards did an odd thing. In unison, they flicked off their flashlights, and with Walt leading the retreat, walked backwards until they had exited the enclosure.
I'm calling Sheriff Rejas, Teddy,
Walt said. You can't, 'cause...